Hey, y'all, it's Noxie. Thanks for listening to the Detailed Solutions podcast. And now, a little bit more about one of our sponsors. Alex, have you heard about the paint assassins on Facebook?
No, Noxie. What's that?
I'm glad you asked, you wrinkled little booby. Paint assassins was started by a dude named Jason Bruno to where detailers can find the camaraderie that they're looking for without any of the negative trolling bullshit like other Facebook groups. Not only that, but they can compete with their work weekly, monthly, or yearly to win prizes. Oh, dude. And they make sick merchandise, so you always have fresh gear to wear.
Whoa.
Anyway, y'all want to check it out? Again, it's Paint Assassins on Facebook or Instagram. Check it out.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions podcast. My name is Alex. We are doing another edition of What's On Your Mind. And I want to wish a special happy birthday to my co-host, Jason Bruto. How you doing, buddy? And then we've got Brian Guy back on the show again. Favorite. So how you doing, Brian?
Good, man. Happy birthday to Jason live.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Okay, so guys, what I want to talk about is customer confusion. And the reason why we got Brian on this episode is because I had a phone call with Brian a week and a half ago, something like that. And me and Brian were just kind of talking a little bit about everything. And Brian said that to me, and I forget what exactly he was talking about at the time. But he said those words, he said customer confusion, and just like fired off in my head, like, man, that would be such a great topic. Because when he said it, customer confusion, like the first thing I thought about is there is tons of confusion from customers. I mean, whether it's on, you know, what is paint correction? I mean, I had somebody the other day call me and was like, you know, hey, you do paint correction. And I'm like, yeah, what you got? And he's like, oh, I'm like, my clear coat's failing off. I need you to respray the clear coat. I'm like, no, that's not paint correction, right? You know, people that, you know, they go online and they look up ceramic coatings and they think that, you know, you can light them on fire and they think that they're going to prevent against rock chips, you know, down to like waxes or interior cleanings or things like that. Like the knowledge, or I guess the information seems to be so all over the place with everything that it creates customer confusion. So I wanted to talk about like, what's the best way to try to limit that? Whether it's, you know, do we as detailers need to take that on and try to get that information out there better? Should the industry, the companies, their marketing departments be better at putting that information out there? So that's what I want to talk with you guys about, man. And you know, I'm sure Brian's probably got more knowledge than all of us in this, seeing as how he's been around longer. So what are your guys' takes on it?
I've referred to it as consumer confusion for a number of years now. And, I think it kind of started as well, like when primarily when coatings first hit the industry, you know, when coatings first hit the industry, it basically was able to allow us as the service providers to monetize at a higher price, you know. And once this higher price started setting in, you know, it was very confusing for the customer, you know. But I would, you know, fast forward just a really quick, like, I'm going to contradict myself as I always do. You know, consumer confusion is definitely, it's on the consumer end, and it's also on our end as the service providers. I feel like, you know, right. like we're kind of both at fault, but at the end of the day, it's the customer who's left more confused than we are,
right?
You know, always. So, you know, and just to your point a minute ago, you know, you said on paint corrections, on PPF, or you name it, you know, there's a confusion factor to it. I just spoke to a guy last week who could not comprehend on how to clean his leather, you know, I literally wrote him like three emails explaining it three different ways, three times. You know, it's, you know, how many ways can you explain it, you know,
right?
when you're just trying to say, hey, dude, just clean the leather, man. But the, so the, like the topic is all over the place, but I would relate it to mostly the vast amount of information that has reached the webs, you know, with all the information that has, you know, stockpiled up on the internet for so many years. Now the customers are, they have an endless supply of opinions to go off of. So it's very hard for our consumers, you know?
Right. Because everybody's going to say something or put something out there that's different. And that's kind of my thing. Like, I mean, you know, do we need better education or information presented to the detailers, either from manufacturers or companies or things like that, that give us better knowledge to be able to inform the consumers? Or, you know, should that information be out there ahead of us?
Agreed. I mean, and you guys are far more daily involved than I am at this point. You know what I mean? So you guys will probably know better than I do with what's taking place in the moment, you know, and I would imagine, like, let's just take, for example, you know, you get a customer who's a new customer. He emails you. And then how much time do you spend with that email explaining, you know, who you are, what it is that you're offering them, and, you know, figuring out how to, you know, get them in. And then you're also at the same time, you're gauging them as a customer, you know, are they going to be a good customer to you? Are they going to be a not good customer? And so this, like I said, it's a contradiction, because it leaves us very confused as well. You know, like, do we approach it with all the scientific stuff that, you know, we've, you know, educated ourselves in, or do we try to explain it in ABC terms, you know? Right. So it's this is where it's a mixed thing on both of our ends, you know. But I was speaking to a customer earlier today, as a matter of fact, you know, and he's a good friend of mine, and he was actually getting prices for PDR, for example, you know, and he messages me and says, oh my God, dude, this guy just quoted me X amount of money for, you know, these three cars to pull these dents. And I was like, well, you know, like, you know, and then basing it off of his, you know, like the professional replies and the PDFs and everything else, like all the information that the guy had sent him, dude, he's very professional. It basically says that he's a very well-educated PDR expert, you know? And, you know, so like with that, you know, when we are preaching the good words, then it automatically, for the consumer, they automatically feel like a gain of trust. You know, they're like, man, I really trust this guy. This guy's got to do excellent work. You know what I mean? So this is one hurdle that, you know, earning the customer's trust is very important for us to continue to try to educate the customers, you know what I mean? But, you know, to my point, though, how many times have you emailed a customer and just kind of wrote a book to them, you know, on like, you know, once they start asking too many questions? So, and then once we start asking them too many questions, and then they go to the internet and, you know, Google some of your answers and, you know, try to search up, you know, what are the comparisons of this and that? And now they're going to be extremely confused, because there's a big difference between an ad and the hand crafter, you know, like the actual expert, you know, with, 'cause you're paying for what's in their head more so than you are with then you're paying for the product, you know, and like a lot of, you know, like people tend to lean towards going where the product is at, you know? So, hey, if this guy has that product, that's the product that I want. You know what I mean? And then they don't take into consideration the skill level, the craft, the expertise, the amount of training or anything else, you know what I mean? Which at the same time could belittle, you know, the auto detailer or service provider of any kind. But it's again, I think it's like a back and forth thing, but I think it became extremely, extremely noticeable, you know, like I said, when the Codens hit the scene. And, you know, at the time, you know, like a $300-$400 price hike on top of a normal service, this was on, like, at the time it was unheard of, you know, but if you could sell it correctly, then, you know, it was all day long. So, right. So here's the consumer, they're sitting with a salesman who's good at doing it, you know, and good at doing the service and good at selling it. You know what I mean? So that's a very confusing thing, you know, and when educating a customer, you know, they are going to have lots of questions, and it's up for us to answer the questions, but how do we do it without, you know, continuing this onward cycle of, you know, making them understand, helping them understand, because the customer is truly not at blame. You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't spend as much time as we do. So we can get bent out of shape about it, but the customer is, you know, like they're literally sitting there twiddling their thumbs, you know?
Yeah.
So for us, it's a double-edged sword, I think, you know, and there's a big difference between what a product is selling versus what a service provider is selling. You know, those are two completely different worlds on the industry side.
Yeah, because I mean the product provider, I mean, they're just selling the product, right? Like, hey, here's our whatever, you know,
the magic sauce,
right? Buy it, you know. Yeah. Here's what it's gonna do. But then we as the installer or as the service provider, we have to be able to say, look, you're not just buying this little magic sauce. You're buying all of my knowledge and information of how to properly prep and apply and maintain, or be able to train you to maintain. So that's where it sometimes gets a little, you know, fun, I guess. And to go back to kind of what you said, I think one of the big things, and I like the way that you said it, because it's the way that I like to do it. It's about education, right? Like you have to educate your client when they come to you. And if they come to you with claims of, hey, you know, I saw that I could light my car on fire, or, you know, this stuff prevents rock chips, or
it increases depth of my clear coat after.
Right. Yeah. My paint's going to get so much thicker. Then it's on us to kind of, without making them feel stupid, I guess.
Correct.
To educate them to understand the correct way of doing it. And I guess that kind of goes back to like you said, it is kind of a double-edged sword, because you're trying to sell them on it, but you're also trying to give them real facts that might turn them off on it, because they're thinking of all the magic sauce that they're getting. And
yeah,
really it's just average, normal, whatever. And, you know, and then they might be like, oh, well, then what do I need it for, kind of deal.
Detailers, let me tell you why Slick is the perfect silica spray. Slick has made protecting your car easier than ever before. The amount of depth and gloss that is left behind after using Slick will leave everyone speechless. What is the biggest complaint about silica sprays? It's the streaking and smearing left behind for you to deal with on your car's paint, taking away from the gloss and shine. Slick is the first completely streak-free silica spray on the market, which provides the greatest user experience available. Some of Slick's benefits are the UV inhibitors to add to UV protection, high-quality silica, allowing Slick to work well with ceramic coatings, waxes, and sealants. It can be used as a drying aid, maintenance for coatings, on windows, rims, and it's safe on trim. And no streaking leads to a safer application. Because the more streaks, the more you have to wipe, And we all know the more you touch a car, the more damage you incur. So go to the Detail Supply app and pick up some Slick today. And remember, use the code DETAIL15 at checkout to save 15% off your purchases. That's DETAIL15 because you are a Detail Solutions podcast listener, and save 15% off your purchases.
Yeah. Well, in the right hands, you know, like some of the lower grade products could be the best products. You know what I mean? Like everything in the product world has its place, right? You know, and everything in the product world is, man, they're all really great products. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, they were designed for a purpose, and generally they, you know, hold their purpose. You know, now, you know, like you said, with the maintenance side of things, you know, I know in the past, like the maintenance side of things was one of the things that really troubled me about the consumer confusion part, because this is where, you know, you've blown so much smoke out of your ears, preaching, saying, you know, do this, you know, please, you know, basically take care of it. And at least, you know, years ago when it's kind of started getting a little bit more price hikes and things like that, you know, dude, 9 out of 10 people would just not take care of their cars. Yeah. You know, so like when the cars would come back, you would be like, dude, I told you so, you know, and now who's at the loss? Is the service provider at a loss because he blew smoke, you know, and sold this wonderful thing? Or is the consumer at a loss because they just paid a handful of money and, you know what I mean? And they're feeling slightly taken. Yeah. So it's a very difficult thing, you know, and like if, you know, this where like the real world results, I think that, you know, evolution through the industry has done wonderful things though. You know, like I said, with all the vast amount of stuff on the internet right now, some of the DIY groups that have made themselves, you know, things that basically took the automotive enthusiast and allowed them to have a small minor education, right?
Yeah.
Without the hands-on part. They get all the verbs, they get all the, you know, like they can understand the dictionary and things like that, but they can but they just lack the hands-on part, you know. So but nowadays the understanding is pretty more common knowledge. You know what I mean? Like going to an auto detailer now and saying, oh yeah, it's going to cost you $1,500 to do my car or whatever. It's like, oh, okay. You know, it's not so much of a big deal. 10 years ago, $1,500, like what are you going to do to my car?
Yeah.
You know, you know, like there was a lot more conversation about it. So it's definitely something that like, we still need to, like, I'm always like, I always myself try to reply to emails in the kindest way that I can and try to make it simple, you know, try to make terms simplified. And I mean, I bat a pretty good batting average with my email responses, but it's like I said, you know, every now and then you still find somebody who's just lost with it, right? You know, like they can't comprehend that there's, you know, 18,000 different leather names, you know, when it's just a piece of leather, you know.
right, exactly. Like,
you know, X amount of colors when it's just a color, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, and the same with paint. I mean, people don't understand there's hard paint, soft paint, medium paint. You know, they, you know, I had a guy call me yesterday, and honestly, I think he was another detailer, like fishing for answers, because it just kind of seemed weird or whatever. But he's like, you know, I want to get a full detail on a, you know, on my car, and so I'm like, okay, well, what car are you looking to have done? And he's like, it's an Explorer. And I said, okay, you know, what are you looking to have done? I mean, full detail means different things, you know, to different people. And, you know, he was like, I just want a full detail. Like, so I told him, I said, well, listen, man, I mean, that could be anywhere from, you know, $500 to a couple $1,000. I mean, you have to tell me like what exactly you're looking to have done.
That's because we took it to the next step, you know,
right?
Which is good on our part.
And you know, he's like, well, why is it so fucking much? You know, and I'm like, well, because there's a lot of work that goes into it. And again, depending, I said, you know, I'm not a car wash, you know, I don't do $150, $200 full details. It's just not, you know, there's more involved to it. And I'm like trying to explain it to him. And he's just like, click. And I'm, you know, so again, you know, like I wasn't worried about it. You know, he's not my client. Tried to get some information out of him, and he just didn't want to get it. And that's why I was thinking it was probably another detailer trying to figure out my pricing or something.
There's so many, like if we take a look at the cars that drive down the road, you know, if we're just sitting there at a stoplight and we take a look around, you know what I mean? Like we as service providers, and you know, we're looking at each person sitting in the driver's seat like they were a customer.
Yeah.
I would say 90% of the cars that I look around the street at, they just want a car wash. They're willing to go, you know, they're willing to go to the $5 drive-through.
Yeah.
When, you know, so there's a very small percentage, you know, so like everybody who's on this line right now, we know where the value is at in an auto detail service, you know, and for the majority of people out there, they don't get that. So there's a big white line between a car wash and an actual detail.
Yeah.
You know? But it's good, you know what I mean? Because generally we hope to get the customer who has a little bit of an interest, you know, like that's kind of our goal as a service provider. You know,
right. We're looking for the people that are educated enough to know that what they're spending money on, what they're getting, you know, I mean, a perfect example is the guy that I just finished third vehicle for him today. Going back to last week, he kind of did them one after another kind of deal. And I mean, he did, an interior detail to an extent. I mean, his cars were pretty clean, so it was more of like a good thorough vacuum job and then clean and condition the leather, because you know they take care of their cars. The cars are like brand new. And then he was wanting, you know, a nice little, you know, quick polish job. We weren't doing paint correction, we were just doing something, get, you know, again, his cars were very clean, hardly any micro marring or swirling. And then we threw a single layer of ceramic on it. The guy paid me more than he really wanted to, but because I had done his car, the father's car, now he wanted to have the wife's car and the two kids' cars done, because I had done his car and proved to him the quality of work and what he was really paying for. Right. Like he even told me, he's like, listen, that's more than I want to spend. If it was any other detailer, I would say no. But it's you. I know you strive with perfection for everything that you do. I loved what you did on my car. I'm willing to pay you for it. So that's another thing that kind of helps, I guess. You know,
the happy medium service, you know, where it's a. I mean, like that particular service has the ability. You know what I mean? More so than, you know, the creme de la creme, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but like that particular service is the happy medium spot. And we do a good job at, providing good information. You know, we do a good job at, you know, helping the customer understand just enough so that, you know what I mean? Where we understand that we're not breaking the bank with them, and they understand that they're getting an above average job.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. And again, I guess maybe that's where, you know, being able to educate him the first time around on his car, being able to, you know, do the things that he was actually looking to have done and not pushing any higher or giving him any less, you know, helps narrow that confusion gap. Cause now he knows when he comes to me, if he wants X, Y, and Z, he knows he's going to pay a little bit more, but he knows what he's getting for it. So there's, you know, it's almost like he'll just open his wallet for me. you know.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, like, so if we take the situation, like, let's say that I'm a big shop and I have a lot of, you know, I have a lot of employees,
right?
You know, I can afford to lose a customer or two here and there. You know what I mean? So like the communication might slip a little, the relationship side might slip a little versus, you know, a shop where it's an owner and maybe one or two guys helping or something like that. Now, dude, these relationships matter. So like that confusion aspect, we have to clear that right out of the gate.
Yeah.
You know, it's the only way that we're going to create a long-term trust. And, you know, and it's, but once it's there, you know?
Right. And that's another thing, like you just said, you know, that I didn't really think about is, you know, so worried about the confusion in the customer coming from whatever they're reading online or whatever is being, you know, told to them, maybe from somebody else. And then they come to the provider and it's all like, you know, whirlwind to them. But then you take into a shop that has employees. So maybe there's a sales guy that they're dealing when the customer comes in. So the customer's telling the sales guy, like, I want X, Y, and Z. And the sales guy's like, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Loads them up. Sales guy doesn't go and tell detailer, do X, Y, Z, you know.
Oh, these things happen.
Right. Detailer does, you know, X and Z. And then the client comes back and now, you know, but I told you, you know, and then the detailer did the jobs like, well, nobody told me, you know, and then there's that. Now you've got a whole nother realm of confusion going on. And there's a lot of shops that are like that. I mean, a lot of, you know, and not to say that everybody has that miscommunication, but I mean, there's a lot of shops where, you know, there's multiple employees and things can get, I mean, hell, I had that firsthand experience in all my years in the car wash, you know.
Yeah.
The client tells the service writer, you know, what service they want. Service writer's like, yeah, forgets to write it on the ticket. You know, now the car goes through the wash. You're calling them up to get done. And they're like, hey, I'm supposed to get a wax on it or something. And then there's so yeah, that's another thing I just thought about when you were saying that is.
Oh, there's a, yeah. And I mean, and also too, we're all three of us here right now. We're all, you know, from Florida. So we have a pretty good, you know, geographical location where it's better than other areas, you know, but we also have a big industry that takes place here in Central Florida between hospitalities and, you know, like this is kind of like a tourist and also travel type of destination. So basically what I'm saying is that, you know, we have people in this town that they might have nice cars, but they do not have time to educate themselves about car care because they're just way too preoccupied or way busier with their actual agenda, you know? And here we are, we're like a car wash guy trying to sell them, you know, the creme or help them understand the creme de la creme. And, you know, these types of customers are just like, I don't care whatever the price is and pay it, you know?
Yeah.
that's a terrible thing for the service provider, you know what I mean? Because it is our goal to help the customer understand what just took place to their car, you know?
Exactly. And I've had that before, you know, where somebody's just like, whatever, you know, just I'm dropping it off. And then it's stressful as shit to me for the whole time I'm working on the car because I'm like, you know, I didn't get a chance to explain to him what he's getting. I mean, he's just like, yeah, I want a ceramic coating. I don't, you know, whatever, you know, and you don't get a chance to really explain the you know, step A to step Z. And the whole time you're stressing out, like, am I going to, like, you know, what's the end result going to be? Like, am I doing it good enough? Because I didn't explain to the guy what I'm doing or how I'm doing it. And, you know, and then you're just kind of, you know, dreading the moment almost, you know, when they come back to pick it up, like, what's the reaction going to be? Are they going to be blown away? Or are they going to be like, whoa, I thought it was going to be more? Because again, they have in their mind of whatever it is, whether a friend told them or, you know, whatever. And they just was like, yeah, I need it. I'll drop it off, you know, and boom, they're gone. So yeah, you're right on that.
Dude, if we're looking at, say for example, we're looking across the parking lot at, say, two white SUVs, right? We got two white SUVs. They're identical to each other. One has just been, you know, polished the snot out of it and looks amazing. You know what I mean? It's had the full works. And the other one just went through a full detail. And they're sitting side by side there in the parking lot from, say, like a 50-foot difference.
Yeah.
You cannot tell the two jobs apart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, you're right. But
at the end of the day, the two jobs on the perception side, the car looks great. It looks clean, you know? The customer has to also have a perception of better than normal. You know what I mean? When we are engaging in those long conversations, you know, just like your customer there that you just mentioned, you know, if they just want to come in and get it done, that's like a nice customer for us. But at the same time, man, like on our side, you can, you know, like you said, the stress factor to that kind of goes a little bit higher for us, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's a backwards, like I said, that confusion part goes, you know, back and forth.
Yeah. You're right.
Like I would like to say that, you know, we as auto detailers are completely to blame. Like, it's kind of like, you know, you build it, they'll come kind of situation. And like, we built it, so here it is. And, you know, like, leave it our fault. But there's only, like I said, like, just when the customer is not, you know, inclined to learning these things or anything like that is when it leaves us confused. But I mean, just like McDonald's, you know what I mean? Like, the customer is always right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's the hard part for us to grasp once we've attended, you know, X amount of years of expos and trainings and, you know what I mean? Like, you just been there, you know what I mean? And you just get it, you know, somebody messages with a Mercedes and you know what to say, versus they message you with a Subaru, you know what to say.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it almost kind of becomes muscle memory. You've done enough cars. You kind of know what you're looking at. It really kind of, I think, comes down to the education and the big term that I've learned from a lot of guys like you is the qualifying, you know, make sure that what they're looking for is going to be the right deal for them, because not everybody needs a ceramic coating or ceramic coating won't work for everybody. You know, if the guy's going to leave your shop and go right down to the local car wash and buy a monthly pass and go through there every day.
Well, ceramic coating definitely, in my opinion, takes the highest amount of confusion. Yeah. You know, I mean, like, you know, we hear like, oh yeah, I had my car paint corrected, and like, I know that they shaved this much paint off, but it's okay because the coating's on it. And you're just like, oh no, your paint's still gone. You know what I mean? Like, it's not replaced. But so or this is going to last 100 years, and you know, and it doesn't. And so, like, the coatings definitely, in my opinion, get the highest amount of confusion. And you know, versus anything I've ever said now or in the past, like, that really comes down to the craftsman. And like I said, like, when I was speaking to my buddy this morning about the PDR repairs, you know, he had two guys that he gathered quotes from. I know one of the cars actually had a dent right on the crease of the fender. So like, that's a very difficult PDR repair.
Yeah.
So he had one company say that he was not going to do it, you know, and he had another company that said he was going to charge a lot of money to do it, you know? So, and I told him, I said, dude, both of those responses are absolutely excellent. You know what I mean? Because the guy who is saying that he's not going to do it, he knows when he's in over his head, which means he has some experience.
Right.
You know what I mean? And dude, like, that's okay. And then the guy who's willing to charge a lot of money to fix it, well, you know, now you're, you know, like, you are paying for a skilled craftsman, you know?
Yeah. I think I know who you're talking about too. And you're right. I mean, he is super detailed in his messages. I mean, he is very, very good with exactly explaining it. He is extremely expensive. I even kind of like, good God, who pays that price? But I, you know, I'm the type of person that goes, you know, good God, who the hell's paying me my prices for, you know, ceramic jobs or whatever? Like, you know,
yeah,
I can't afford for me to pay me to do my cars, like, you know. So, well,
that's where, I mean, like, you know, but I think that we've seen that saying here lately, you know, like, you know, even if it takes you 20 minutes to complete a job that should take 3 hours, that's because of a skill,
right?
Or it's because of sheer laziness. Yeah. You know? But primarily, like, for us is like in like the realm that, you know, hopefully anybody who's listening to this is, you know, in the realm who anybody who's listening to this, we know what it is that we're giving them, and it's very important for us to stick to the guns on that,
right?
You know, and basically not allow the customer to beat you down. Like, you know, speaking with my buddy this morning, I said, you know, I was like, dude, I love his response and I love what he's saying. And I said, you know, you got one or two choices here, dude.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, so it's,
you either pay him or you don't. Yeah.
Yeah. You pay him or you don't. Like, you want the job done or not, you know, and, you know, but this is a very hard thing because, like I said, like, man, even if you took the car and you had it done by somebody who was less willing, and if we, like I said, if we take a step back from the car, we're always 2 inches from the paint, you know? Yeah. So, but if we take a step back and look at the car, man, it's that perception that the majority of people see their cars in, you know what I mean?
Right.
So when we're talking like nose level detailing, you know what I mean? That's a very different thing and a very different conversation.
Right. Yeah. I think you're right there. Well, listen, man, I'm trying to keep these shorter, but I want to do something new. I'm going to throw out something new with you that I want to try to start doing.
Where the hell is Jason at?
What's that?
Is Jason eating birthday cake?
And probably he bailed on us.
Did he?
He bailed on us about 20 minutes ago. He didn't text me and tell me why. So I don't know. Maybe
birthday.
I'll give him a pass. So here's something I want to start doing with when I have guests on is I want to ask you for one, and not for me. This is for everybody listening. I want one random piece of advice.
Oof. From me?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, man.
listen. I'm going to make this so easy. I mean, it's literally random. I mean, it could be about life. It could be about business. It could be about detailing. You're just the first. I thought about this the other day. I'm going to start asking everybody on what's on your minds. So you just happen to be first.
I think, dude, my random piece of advice would be to just, you know, like, for, okay, so we're going to keep this auto detail oriented, correct?
Like I said, whatever you, detailing, business, life, it's just random advice. Something that might help somebody, you know? That's the one thing I'm learning from this podcast is how much people are getting out of it, right? I mean, Michael, go back to the beginning. Michael McCarthy had a client reach out to him that happened to listen to this podcast, realize that he lives in Destin, Michael McCarthy lives in Destin, books a job with Michael McCarthy, right? Like, I get people all the time telling me, thank you, I tried this product that you said, it works great for me. I had a guy in Texas, Manny, I'm gonna give a shout out to Manny, who listened to our podcast a couple of weeks ago about, you know, how to start, what you should have when starting a business. And we talked about, for new guys, like, don't be ashamed or don't look away from used car lots. Manny went and was buying a truck, talked to the manager, and now he's going to be coding 3 dealership car lot or lots worth of cars. Sure. I mean, like, you know, just because we gave him the idea, he called me, I gave him some, you know, I just gave him what I would do if I was going to walk into a dealership, my experience with the dealership I had before. So I really like that people are getting stuff out of this. So random advice can be anything that's going to help somebody out.
Oh, I mean, like, I guess the first thing that comes to my mind is, try to just always be kind and to always understand from another perspective besides our own. That's my own personal biggest thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I always take into consideration, or I try to always take into consideration more than just myself or my own emotions, feelings, or what I want out of something. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But to always take into consideration the people around us, like no matter where we are or what we're doing, and basically the be kind factor,
that almost kind of is perfect. Just understand that the customer might be confused and doesn't know maybe everything that you're trying to tell them.
Well, I've seen
advice for this episode. Yeah.
I've seen screenshots go up online. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
exactly.
Yeah. I've seen screenshots where it's like conversations have gone up online and I'm like, yeah, dude, nobody's right. Nobody's wrong. It's just a simple misunderstanding.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which just is, might be difficult to clear up through text messages, but, yeah.
That's why I'm a big fan of trying to call my clients if I can, or have them call me, because it's so much easier to talk to somebody and explain it and have that tone, right? Because again, through an email or through a text message, tone can be misconstrued. And then you don't know if you lost a client because maybe they didn't read it so I always try to give a call or have them call me.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, with yourself and myself included, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I think it's very important to hold the relationships, yeah. One piece of advice that's always stuck out to me is, I remember a long time ago, hey, Brian, how do you get those cars? And it kind of got to a point where I said, are you working on a car right now? And they said, yeah. And I said, are you making money off the car right now? They said, yeah. And I said, well, what's the problem? You know what I mean?
Right.
I think chasing the badges or chasing something, you know what I mean? I think that is something that I would recommend for auto detailers not to do. Do not chase the high end. Do not follow that car.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of cars. Like, if I can go back in time, I probably wouldn't have chased so many cars around, oh, this car's here, I'm going to get a hold of somebody, for the sake of cleaning a car.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's always cool to say you did it, but I mean, really, what did it change in your life? If that client's going to pay you X amount of dollars and the guy with the Honda is going to pay you the same X amount of dollars, does it matter what the badge is? It should be, it should matter what,
that
deposit into your bank account is going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
You're exactly right, because when I first started this business, like that's kind of, I was like, man, like I really want to do the Ferraris. I want to do the Lamborghinis. I want to do this. I want to do that, and now, I kind of stole Dave Fermani's answer. And everybody says, what kind of car do you want to do? And I'm like, the next one, right? Like, I just want the next one, that's going to be in my shop paying bills. I don't care what the badge is. I don't care. I've gotten to the point now, I don't even care what the service is. I'm done being that guy that's like, I'm not doing it unless it's a paint correction, ceramic coating. I don't care. I'll do $150 wash and wax. I'll do a $300 interior detail. I'll do a $600,
Well, the most important thing for us as detailers is to never stop learning, which goes back to us, like we're better in the industry. We're better in people's cars around us, despite the confusion. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, the more we know, the better services we are able to offer. That's the beautiful thing that has happened with this whole confusion situation. So you know, but every single car is a learning curve. On every single car that you do, you're going to find something, you know what I mean? That is going to, you know, try to test you a little bit. And that is, and that's the most important thing that we have for each day with this job, you know, is somewhat of a challenge, you know what I mean? Right. And the more we know, the better we get. And then with that being said, you know what I mean? We don't have to chase it, because eventually it'll just turn around and it'll start chasing you, you know? But that's through the experience, you know? And I would go about it. Like I said, I probably wouldn't have force fed my business. You know what I mean? Like if I could go back and like maybe make some changes, for example, I probably wouldn't have forcefully tried to force feed it into a, you know what I mean, into a particular direction, where I could have probably allowed it to kind of happen naturally. It might not have happened as fast.
Right.
But, you know, I would have been better for it. You know what I mean? You know, for the customer, you know what I mean? Cause like, I mean, shoot, I'm sure that, you know, guys who have been detailing for a long time can think of an extremely high-end car where they're like, oh wow, I shouldn't have done that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah, I mean, if you rush it and you don't have the experience to do that high-end car, you're only going to end up either causing damage or getting a bad reputation.
Yeah, bingo. Over cleaning something, under cleaning something. Yeah. You know, like we don't, you know, like yeah, we don't have all the answers. So like, you know, with auto detailing, it's very important that we continue to keep learning. So, you know, with listening to the podcasts, going to events, joining your local trainings, you know, whatever means that you have to be able to, you know, stay associated. I'm terrible with this nowadays, please forgive me. But that is so important, you know what I mean? It's so important to continue to stay involved and to stay learning with this, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So IDA, whatever it may be. I mean, I'm whatever it does, you know.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, listen, Brian, like I said, we lost Jason. I'm not going to give him a hard time because it's his birthday, but man, I appreciate you coming on. I you know, thank you for having the phone conversation and sparking this topic, you know, that I think is, or at least I hope was a good topic for everybody to get some information out of. I love having you on, man. So I'm glad you did this.
Yeah. I don't know if we gave any real good answers to the problem, but
you know, sometimes what I found with this podcast is sometimes just the conversation helps people.
Yeah,
there's a lot of times I'm like, man, I don't know if that went the way I wanted it to go. And then I get people messaging me like, man, that was really good. I liked what you did, you know? So
I think the particular topic is going to be, you know, it's going to, you know, like there is no real answer to it.
Yeah, you're right. But I mean, that's a good way to have a discussion about it. You know, I mean, I came into this thinking, you know, is there an answer? You know, is it the marketing? Do they need to do better? Does the companies need to do better? Does the detailers need to do better? And, you know, really kind of having this conversation with you, it's just, you know,
yeah,
we don't know.
We can only hope that we're picking the right poisons,
right?
You know, you know, like I think that we discussed on the other previous on one of the other previous episodes is just you know, think about where you want your business in the next couple of years, you know what I mean, and continue to aim at that. I was actually shopping around online for shop spaces this morning. I don't know what got in. I don't know what got into my head, man. But I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
All right, man. Well, you have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Bless you, Alex. You too. Thanks, brother. Man. Thank you.
Good night. Bye. You too.